And as always, we're joined by New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. And, Coach, we're going to look at some plays from the Carolina game. And I know one of your areas of emphasis is always making plays on special teams, and you made one in the game against Carolina, change possession.
We sure did, and it was a heck of a play, and it should have provided us with points. Here's the play. A punt basically out of the end zone, directionally punted. It's a short punt. Zach Diossi makes a very smart play here. He drives the blocker back into the ball, which causes the touch. They had a chance to recover, didn't do it. Larry Donnell comes in from behind and recovers the ball on the 38-yard line. So it's first and 10 at the plus 38-yard line, which is an outstanding field position for us. Unfortunately, we didn't do much with it.
And a lot of hustle to the football as well, Coach. You had a lot of guys there in pursuit. And Donnell does a nice job because a lot of times along the boundary, you see the ball get batted, it winds up out of bounds. He corralled it and kept it in.
He did. He corralled it. And that was after the Carolina player had jumped on the ball and wasn't able to maintain.
All right, defensively, I know you always talk about forcing turnovers, and Aaron Ross plays this one textbook on the pick of Cam Newton.
He sure does. He does an outstanding job, and you'll see him down here at the bottom of the screen. Aaron's giving ground, and his eyes are on the quarterback. He sees the speed out. He then plants and drives, takes the ball off the shoulder of the receiver, and it's just a shame that he grabbed his shirt and kind of held him back there, and Aaron's momentum carried him out of bounds. We were able to score there, but, of course, that was called back with the holding penalty.
You know, the other component to that play was the pressure in the quarterback's face. You got pressure up the middle. And everyone always talks about the edge rushers, but isn't pressure in the middle almost as valuable?
Oh, there's no question, because now the quarterback is forced to release the ball with people in his face. And now the question about the follow-through, the question about how close are the defenders to his releasing of the ball. So there's no question. It's not just about forcing him to step up. It's forcing him to step up into the pocket with people there in his face.
All right. Obviously, so much has been talked about with David Wilson, who's a young player. And you maintain from week one, in order for us to be successful, we need David Wilson. And although the game was out of reach at this point, he played as if it was a 0-0 game. We're going to show one of his runs here.
He played very hard. He really did, and I was very pleased with that. He had the unfortunate, you know, penalty early in the ball game, which upset me. But there's no question, and he's up and down the sideline pretty much the whole ball game, you know, encouraging and striving to have everybody be at their best. And this is an 18-yard run by David Wilson here. We're trying to trap. People are kind of running out of there. So Pugh gets in position to hold the linebacker off. Booth is up on the linebacker straight up. And then David does break some tackles, and he does run with power. He does have the ball well secured. And it is an 18-yard gain on the three wides run right up the middle of the field.